The miracles that we've heard about these last 2 weeks, the blind man who was blind from his birth, and this man who had been dead for 4 days being brought back to life. Interesting miracles, and for what purpose? Let's pray together and open our hearts and minds to what this story has to give us. God, love and miracles, bless us as we listen to your word and delve into the meanings behind it. Help us to understand what the miracles are for and how we can strengthen our faith and our love, how we can understand Jesus as the resurrection and the life, and how we use these things in our everyday lives to understand ourselves and our relationship with you. Bless us today in our hearing, in our knowing, in our coming to you of all of ourselves. In your name we pray, amen. So this week, when we saw the story of God, it was all about miracles and what's the purpose of miracles, how do they happen, what do people think about them? And in our discussion afterwards, it was interesting that, you know, we talked about different things that had happened to us in our lives, and we still didn't come to a whole conclusion. It didn't seem to say clearly, God is with us, and that is why we have these miracles. We live in a world of skepticism. These things could have happened anyway. They are not that amazing. They are statistically, sometimes these things are going to happen. Well, even though we had stories about things that seemingly couldn't have just happened, we still have that doubt. So in our story today, we see the disciples who doubt, who don't really get Jesus' meaning when he says, our friend Lazarus is sick and he's asleep. And they, until Jesus outright tells them, Lazarus is dead, they didn't really get it. And figuring, you know, what can he do now? There's all this doubt. And then Thomas, doubting Thomas from later on, says, well, we might as well go with him and die with him because he's going back to Judea where the Jews are surely going to kill him. Still doubt, but ready to go anyway. We have Martha who talks to Jesus first and says, well, if you were just here when he was going, you could have saved him, you could have kept him from this. Jesus says, he will be resurrected. And Martha says, well, I know, you know, at the last day when we all get raised up, he'll be raised up then. And Jesus says, no, I'm going to do it now. So there's doubt. He says, do you believe this? And she says, I want to read this because I like the way it's put in this. She says, yes, Master, all along I have believed that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, who comes into the world. So she gets it, but it wasn't her first inclination to say, well, Jesus is going to make it right. God is going to be with us. Jesus is the Son of God. Everything's going to be okay. Then she runs to get her sister after she talks to Jesus and knows that it's going to be okay. We have all different people in this scene, this little play that plays out for Lazarus. And each time there's a group that disbelieves. And in the end, they're all in awe because Lazarus comes out of the tomb 4 days after he was dead. He comes out of the tomb in the strips of cloth. Jesus says, let him go. We don't see people rising from the dead now that we know of. We see different things in our lives that mean to us that God is miraculous, that we are in awe of God's power. But what do we make of these stories? What's important about miracles? What's important about Jesus making a blind man see who was blind from birth and making a dead man live after 4 days? and then Jesus himself rising after 3 days. What is it that that does for us? Jesus tells the disciples when they're on their way, this is happening to glorify God. How do we know that God exists without miracles, without some kind of feeling that we get, some knowing, some belief, some sense of there's something more out there than just us? If we didn't have miracles, could we have the faith to believe? And would there be a purpose in it? These stories tug at our hearts and say, this is real. Lazarus really walked out of the tomb after 4 days. This really happened. How do we see that in this time of Lent? We're looking forward to the cross and beyond. This Easter is what makes us Christians. If Jesus had not been known to have risen from the dead, this religion would have gone by the wayside like every other. But there was something special about Jesus. Jesus came to show us this way, this wisdom that is talked about all throughout the Old Testament. In our adult Bible study today, as we talk about Borg's book, we're going to be talking about the wisdom literature in the Old Testament. And Jesus is the physical being of this wisdom that was there from the beginning, this love that we get to know, that we get to connect with. As we go through this Lent, are we understanding the miracle of Jesus' rebirth into the world? Jesus reconnecting with us, reconnecting with people in the world after he died and came out of the tomb. This is a precursor. This Lazarus coming out of the tomb is supposed to help us to understand the amazing miracle that is this coming out of death into life. That this is what Jesus gives us, this idea that it is a miracle to be reborn in God, to be risen from the dead. We each get to experience that if we want to. If we want to connect with the way of Jesus and understand our relationship with God, we are resurrected in our baptism in every day that we reconnect with God. What does it mean for us to come out of the tomb? The miracle for us to even be better people, to be connected, to be at peace when we're in this way of the Lord, the way that Jesus teaches and the way that Jesus is. These miracles are there to help our skepticism go away, to help us honor the reality that God is with us, in us, through us, that our resurrection is not the end of days, but right now, that we get to live this beauty, this peace that Jesus has given to us, like Mary and Martha and Lazarus. These people meant so much to Jesus that in this passage we see Jesus' emotions riding this wave of pain and agony for his friends and anger at people who are disbelieving and not helping the people around to understand the goodness of God. This emotion, Jesus wept. This passage that shows us that Jesus was a person who had compassion for his friends. The person you love, this whole passage begins with this message that was sent to Jesus. The man that you love, Lazarus, is sick and he's dying. The man that you love, the women that you love, the people that you love are sick and dying. Jesus has compassion for wherever we are in life. We are going to be sick and we are going to die a physical death. We are going to die an emotional death in our lives and then be resurrected with Jesus. These are amazing passages of things that people remember about Jesus' life. The stories are written over and over again in the Gospels to help us understand the awe and the amazing nature of who Jesus was and is in our lives. And what we take from this as we read and as we contemplate is real. It is something that we have to take into our deepest hearts and say, we get to be resurrected from being dead and part of this world to being alive in love and in God's way of living. It is an amazing miracle to be raised from the dead. I think it would be so exciting to see that happen in real life. Can you imagine if Doris came back a few days later and said, hey, I'm not ready to go after all. God said I get to be with you guys a little bit longer. Or, you know, any of our relatives, brothers, uncles, mothers, sisters. We would love that, that we could see them coming back in their wholeness and in love. These miracles that we look for, they are here to help us understand God, the amazing, awesome nature. I was talking to my grandkids about the change that we have in our language process going on in our lives, that different words become something new. We use the word awesome all the time. I use it all the time. But when I was in seminary, one of my professors said, that word in ancient Israel was never used for anyone but God. Awesome. The word awesome is this awe of God and awe. I mean, there are no words really that say, God, you are so amazing when you recognize the amazing nature of God. Awesome. Let's think about this miracle as awesome and this Easter that's coming up as awesome. Miracles. We want miracles every day and they are what we want. But these two miracles in John that we've had for the last 2 weeks, Jesus says that they are to glorify God and to help us to see. So like the blind man, we can be aware, we can see spiritually, we can see emotionally, and we see Lazarus coming out of the grave, and we can see emotionally the love and amazing excitement that Mary and Martha and all of the people who loved Lazarus could feel. So as we go these last couple of weeks of Lent and look forward to Easter, let us go with that feeling of understanding the nature of miracles that God creates to help us know God better. Let us be in love with God. Let us be grateful for life. Let us understand the miracle that it is just to be us in this world. Let us go forward this week and think about all of the miracles in our lives that we sometimes don't even recognize. So 2 more weeks of contemplation. Hopefully we do it all the time, but this time of Lent is special in that. So let's have a week of miracles. Amen.